Of the 297 people who still have active COVID cases in Niagara County, 16 are hospitalized. One encouraging trend reported by Legislature Chair Becky Wittish is that while testing has increased, the rate of positive test results has dropped to about 12%. Meanwhile, during a daily COVID briefing on Lockport Community Television, Niagara County Health Department Director Dan Stapleton reported that state officials have, at the request of the county, stepped in to investigate a Newfane nursing home that has proven to be a COVID hotspot.
Went over infectious disease control, meaning are you isolating patients who are positive, residents who are positive from residents that are negative. That's an important thing. Are they sharing restrooms, which they shouldn't? Those types of things. So they came in on Friday and did that, and then on Saturday they came in and started testing the residents and the staff. We had supplied testing kits to the rehab facility last week, and all the residents have been tested.
Stapleton expressed confidence that Niagara County, which is one of five counties within the state's Western New York economic zone, is in good shape to go with phase one of reopening the economy. But Wittish pointed out that reopening is not county by county, and that Niagara, Erie, Chautauqua, Cattaraugus, and Allegheny counties must all meet the metrics that will allow the collective region to move ahead. As of Monday, Western New York met five of the seven metrics. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.